FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
Welcome to the Fall Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. My name is Lori Kroc, and I'm so happy to be with you today. And we will have a special guest this afternoon. I see that we're in the afternoon hour now. So, and we have Deacon Tim Byrie from St. Vincent Mount Vernon, and we will get to speak with him in a moment. But first, I wanted to again welcome you to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and invite you to join our mission by making a gift, because as we know, St. Gabriel Radio blesses us in so many different ways. So please consider calling us at 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com. And we have a goal of 5 gifts this hour. And if our deacon guest, through his inspiration, helps us exceed that goal, he will receive a Panera gift card. And also want to invite you to call and be entered into a drawing to win an all-expense-paid trip to EWTN and Mother Angelica Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama. And current new sustaining members are invited to stop by the station through October to receive the hardcover prayer book, The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus. So we are 100% listener supported. Sustaining membership is our bread and butter, so $20 a month or more. And please consider increasing your sustaining membership if you already are a giver. Thank you so much. We also appreciate any amount in one-time gifts. And we'd like to challenge you this half hour to also consider giving a leadership gift of $1,000 or more. And we have business memberships as well, which I've been a business member for many years. It's $60 a month and 100 mentions a year. And it's a beautiful way to get the word out about your business to like-minded individuals. So happy to be here with you today. And welcome, Deacon Tim Byrie.
Well, thanks, Laurie. It's great to be with you guys today.
Will you please open us with a prayer?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, but especially we thank you for sending your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to the world to save us all. Thank you for this radio station that helps all listeners to learn more about the Catholic faith, to have questions answered, and to hear the message of the way, the truth, and the life. Please continue to send the Holy Spirit to all connected to this station and to all who listen, inspiring them with the words to bring us all to eternal life. Please help them to continue with the donations that have been going on during this campaign so that we can continue to listen to the great content and be inspired by it all. And we ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. What a beautiful blessing. And I was struck by, this is a wonderful day. Every day we are together praising the Lord Jesus is a wonderful day. So
absolutely. If I can stand up, I'm ready to go.
Well, I wanted to start, Deacon, with I learned that you were a former basketball and football coach at Bishop Hartley. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience? And was your call to the diaconate before that or after?
Well, I spent 4 years at Bishop Hartley in the early 90s, and while I was there, I just coached basketball, and we had some great success. Went to the Final Four once, and had 4 great years there before my wife and I moved back to her hometown in Fredericktown. But no, I think it was part of the process of the calling while I was there. But, I guess I never heard the real call or the one that, you know, made me stand up and say, this is what I want to do until I got here to Mount Vernon.
Okay. And how long have you been in Mount Vernon?
26 years.
Excellent. And what are some of the ministries that you're involved with?
Well, I started the St. Vincent de Paul Society here, and I'm now not running the whole thing, but I am the spiritual director. And then we have a men's group that I think evolved from That Man Is You. We now call ourselves the Catholic Christian Crusaders. And we still meet every Saturday morning like we always did during That Man Is You, and still pray and watch videos and have some great discussions. But we also do, around the whole county, small jobs for people who need help, especially the elderly. So we may go do yard work for them, cut down trees, small construction things, may build a handicap ramp or do some general maintenance around their house, nothing, you know, too crazy. But so that group does those types of things. And then the other thing that I'm still involved with is I teach 3 or 4 days a month at our grade school at St. Vincent de Paul.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my goodness. So I'm sure there are some groups you'd like to challenge to give us a call today at 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com.
Oh, absolutely, because first of all, I really like Panera, so it'd be nice if I can get some calls.
Absolutely.
Well, first I'd like to challenge our parishioners at both the parishes that I'm assigned to at St. Vincent de Paul in Mount Vernon, and then also St. Luke in Danville. And,
oh, okay.
And great parishioners at both those places. So challenge them, challenge, you know, all those that are members of the St. Vincent de Paul Society, both at our two parishes, but from around the whole diocese. And you do such great jobs of finding ways to help the poor. And, you know, let's continue to help this radio station who does, you know, St. Gabriel, who does so much great work throughout our diocese. And then finally, just, you know, all of my ex-students, players, fans, both that liked me and didn't like me. But
that's how it goes,
you know,
when you're a coach.
To have some of those guys make contributions as well.
Yes, absolutely. We invite everyone to join the mission. No amount is too small, and we are seeking, especially this hour, sustaining membership of $20 or more per month, or an increase in sustaining membership. And we have a few gifts to mention. We're already at 3 out of our goal of 5. So good work so far, Deacon. So we have Tim and Pam from St. Matthew sustaining membership. So thank you so much. That is so important, as we are 100% listener supported. And then we have Vincent from St. Edward, who, woohoo, gave a leadership gift. All right.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And that's actually in honor of Deacon Barber. We all work together, the deacons, right?
So, oh, he's a good friend. We're in the same class together.
Yes. And he's a good companion in the car while driving. So that sounds like it might be a relative of his. So, and then we also have Victoria from St. Edward, and made a gift also in honor of Deacon Barber. Listens mostly in the car. It's relaxing and loves all the programming. And it's interesting, Deacon Barber, when I was, we recently did a survey of our listeners, and one of the things that I thought was so beautiful is about every listener said that St. Gabriel Catholic Radio reduces their stress. And I was laughing because I remember hearing a clip one time from Mother Angelica where she said, you know, if you're stressed out, you know, pray. Like, prayer is relaxing. And I thought, well, that just is so common sense, right? So, but I think sometimes people forget, like in our stressful world, that prayer is, you know, where we should go first.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of described as a high energy, sometimes intense individual.
I'm married to one of those, so I understand.
Okay. So, yeah, and I tell you, the best thing I can do is whether it's Tuesdays at St. Luke's or we have it Thursday and Friday here at St. Vincent's, to just go into the church for adoration and pray.
Absolutely.
And the calm that comes over you is just incredible. And, you know, often I live close enough to the church where it might be I just hop in my car and I'm having one of those days and I just drive to the church and, you know, go in and sit down in a pew and,
you know, I was
spend
just,
time with Jesus.
Yeah, I was just reflecting on that in the last 20 years, how adoration has become so much more available. And I love that St. Gabriel Catholic Radio offers so much catechesis on adoration. I just heard Father Josh on the Ask Father Josh afternoon show was just talking about, what do you do in adoration, you know, and just how much more availability there is for us to adoration all times of the day and night.
Oh, absolutely. So many parishes have begun it. and got started out, and so much of it is because of the wonderful priest, whether it's Father Josh. I know we have Father Randy Marty coming here at the end of the month.
Oh, great.
To say Mass and to talk about adoration. Mm-hmm. He was a seminarian here several years ago, spent the summer here. Father Brian Beal has given great talks here, again, on adoration. And, yeah, it's just what a beautiful way. And, you know, you asked me about my calling, and I think a lot of that, where I really finally began to hear the call, was sitting in the church at adoration, because it's you finally can get quiet and actually hear God speaking to you.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're someone who also enjoys adoration, appreciates adoration and the catechesis of adoration on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, call us now at 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. Don't wait. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Please be a part of this mission and contact us immediately. We would love to hear from you, and we are so thankful to have Deacon Tim Byrie with us. And Deacon, we're going to listen to a clip called The Time for the Apostolic Mission is Here, and it's by Dr. Edward Shree.
You know, year after year, we hear about Catholic schools closing. We hear about parishes closing, seminaries closing. When you stare at this, it could be a little discouraging. We could think that, man, Christianity is really on the decline. Christianity is falling apart. It's no longer a force in this world. What's going to happen in the future? But what I want you to do, though, I want you to go back and imagine those first apostles. I just want you to just imagine being Peter and James and Andrew and Philip and John. And imagine they were given this mission to go preach the gospel to the whole world. And when they looked around, they're looking at each other going, it's just us. It's just us, you know, 11. And then we picked that successor for Judas. We got Matthias with us now. Okay, good. We're back up to 12. and just imagine how they felt. You know, if they approached their mission to bring the gospel to the world, if they approached it the way many parishes or dioceses kind of have a certain mindset, you know, like hey, let's form a task force on evangelization and figure out the best practices for evangelization. Let's form a committee. You know, we'll have a committee and it'll figure it all out for us. Now, don't get me wrong, task force and committees can be of value, but I want you to just imagine Peter holding that first task force committee meeting, you know, with what's our agenda? Well, we have to bring the gospel to the world. And imagine, you know, they're sitting around and they're looking at all their resources. What resources do we have at our disposal? What talent do we have? You know, how much leadership experience do we have here? Just imagine that conversation. You know, imagine, you know, Andrew says, "Hey, Peter, so how many bishops do we have?" There's 11 of us, and now we got Matthias with us, so there's 12 again. How many priests? Same number. How many deacons? No deacons. Any trained theologians, Peter? Nope, we don't have any trained theologians to help us to preach the gospel. How about religious orders? Those could be really helpful. Do we have any religious orders? Nope, no religious orders. Any seminarians coming up the ranks? Nope. All right, do we have any seminaries? Nope, no seminaries. How many believers do we have? I think a few hundred. Okay, Peter, how many countries do we have that have Christians in them? That'd be a great starting point to evangelize the world, is find those Christians in those countries. And Peter would say, guys, remember, we're it. You know, it's just right here in Israel. We're the only ones here in Judea that believe right now. Okay, how many church buildings do we have? Do we have any church buildings? Nope. Any schools or universities? Nope. Any written gospels at our disposal? That'd be helpful to proclaim the gospel. Nope, we haven't gotten that done yet. Any money? Do we have much money? Not much at all. How many of us have experience doing foreign mission, evangelizing and preaching the gospel in foreign countries? Zero. They didn't put their trust in numbers. They didn't put their trust in financial resources. They didn't put their trust in institutions that they had at their disposal. They put their trust in Jesus and the power of Jesus' Spirit working through them, because Jesus promised that he would send them the Holy Spirit. He would clothe them with power from on high, that Christ would dwell within them and help them say what they could never say on their own, to preach like they could never preach on their own, to do things that they could never do on their own. And it was Jesus working through them that the whole world was evangelized. And as we are standing in our own apostolic age, we need to realize that our strength is not in how many parishes we have, how many seminarians we have, how much money we have, how many diocesan offices we have. That's not where our strength is. Our strength is in the Lord. And there's a wonderful book that I've been reading over this last year that came out from the University of Mary up in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's called From Christendom to Apostolic Mission. From Christendom to Apostolic Mission. And this book just so beautifully lays out for us very clearly the challenges we face, that we are no longer living in a period that we can rely on our institutional strength. Those institutions are fading, but Christianity is not fading. That the faith can and will be passed on in powerful ways through those that are faithful. Our approaches need to change in the home, in the world, and especially in our parishes.
Welcome to the Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Lori Kroc, and I'm here with Deacon Tim Byrie, who's deacon at St. Vincent in Mount Vernon and St. Luke in Danville. And we just listened to The Time for Apostolic Mission is Here by Dr. Edward Shree. And you can hear him on St. Gabriel Radio weekdays in the 4 p.m. hour. So just so happy that you're with us today to celebrate the truth and the beauty of our faith and to connect with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio here at you can connect with us 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. We are seeking sustaining memberships of $20 or more per month, or an increase in your sustaining membership. Maybe you're able to give $5 or $10 more. Every penny is appreciated. We are 100% listener supported. We are also in need of one-time gifts, and no amount is too small. And leadership gifts of $1,000 or more. And some exciting news, we have a donor challenge, dollar for dollar match through 12:30. All right. So, and it's, we've got about, well, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. So don't hesitate. Call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. Please don't wait. This is so exciting. What do you think, Deacon?
Oh, that's incredible. I mean, to have that. And so let's get people calling in. You know, because one thing I just want to mention, too, it's so great, you know, not only, you know, you have your sister station, EWTN, but where you get to hear those things, but, you know, you get to hear some great local programming for our diocese, whether it's, you know, the priests of our diocese, the seminarians that are on, and to get so much information in our own diocese. So let's get some calls and get this supported.
Absolutely. And one of my favorites is the weekly Faith Dialogues with Bishop Brennan. Maybe you're able to listen
absolutely.
To that, too. And the Damascus Daily Prayer Lab is so inspirational. And that's at 8:14 a.m. in the morning, which always gets my day off to a good start. And then, of course, you know, the center of our faith, the sacraments, and weekday Mass at 12:05 from the cathedral each day. And I'm often able to catch, too, the Messages of Hope from Father Stosh daily at 4:45. So there's just so much to feed our souls and to enrich our faith and to lift us up and encourage us throughout the day. So Deacon, what did you, how did that time speak with you with the clip that we just listened to?
Well, it's something that I've been talking, you know, with anyone who will listen, our parishioners and anyone in our county who will listen for, I think, months, is just that we got to stop counting on everyone else, whether it's our priest, whether it's, you know, the bishop, whoever it is, to get the message out here. We've gotten, you know, I know in our own parishes, we have so many great programs that have been going on where we can learn so much about our faith. But it's time, we've learned enough. It's time to go share it with someone else.
Amen.
And you know, I think that's where it got to me is, you know, and I tell the people all the time, like Dr. Shree said, you know, strength's in the Lord. Trust me, I'm this old high school basketball and football coach who I've probably killed I don't know how many religious people that had me in class over the years that say, you're a what? Or he's a what? And, you know, now that I'm a deacon and, you know, whether it's someone will say, where'd you get that? Or where'd you get that for your homily? It's always the same answer. Thank the Holy Spirit. You know, and so these aren't my words. These are the words of the Lord, the words of the Holy Spirit. And the same thing can happen to you. So it's time to get out there. Don't tell me you're scared or it's out of your, you know, your zone and all this kind of thing. We need to go spread our faith, and we need to grow our church with, you know, through us. It doesn't have to be just through clergy.
Absolutely. And I was so struck by, he said, you know, in the home and in our parishes and in the world, and it's we who are called. And, you know, Peter, James, and John and the other apostles, you know, it was just so interesting to think about, well, they had nothing, right? And so look at all the helps that we have, and yet we still can often sit back. And I think that's one of the things that I especially love about St. Edward Catholic Radio is I'm, you know, further my catechesis and therefore my courage. So, and there are times where you just realize, well, you know, people just want to know they're loved, right? That comes across in so much of our programming. Just love others, especially with Mother Angelica and her message to the world, just by, you know, the fact that we are speaking together on a Catholic radio station. What a chance she took. If she would have waited for someone else to do it, where would we be now? She has given us this beautiful gift of communication through TV and radio, and taking advantage of it to reach out to others and to stay connected and to build up our local church. And you are absolutely right, Deacon Byrie, that it needs to start with us. We can't sit in Bible study and not go out the door and proclaim our love for Jesus to others and invite others into that relationship with him.
Well, yeah, I mean, because just like Dr. Shree said, I mean, if it wouldn't have been for the 11 or 12 after Matthias was then joined, those 12 guys, we'd have no church.
Yes.
You know, and so it started with those 12 guys and grew incredibly fast. And we're finding out, just finally stepping out, we had a table. We have something in Mount Vernon called First Friday, where everybody goes downtown and they have different booths and all this stuff going on down there. We finally got a table set up for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they were amazed at the number of people who stopped by, that we could hand out cards about things that are going on here and all this stuff. And people are looking for this stuff. They are looking, you know, and searching for faith.
And
we need to get out there and help them with the search. And, you know, I bring it all back to coaching stuff all the time. Is, you know, I used to go to all these clinics where all these guys would be telling you how to coach your team and how to give you stuff, and you'd be there for 3 days for hours. And if I learned one thing, I was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have all this incredible, you know, materials, whether it's from the different websites or all the things that are mentioned on the radio, St. Gabriel Radio, by the speakers that have books and different materials. You know, Dr. Shree giving out, you know, the book from Christendom to Apostolic Mission that can help us with all that stuff. And now so many great things that are saying, this is how you get out there and share it with others.
Yes, and let's do that. Let's get out there and share it with others by calling and supporting this beautiful Catholic lay apostolate, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We're seeking leadership gifts of $1,000 or more, sustaining membership of $20 or more per month, and one-time gifts of any amount. And remember, we do have a donor challenge, a dollar-for-dollar match through 1230, so please don't hesitate. Get online or give us a call, 614-459-4820. So, yes, I thought that was just so powerful, and that the message today, really, just over this time that I've been here, has just been that personal invitation and seeking to grow in courage, to invite others to learn about their faith, to join us, that our faith isn't stagnant. Our faith is always moving and growing and changing. And that's what I love about St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, too, is just so many ways, so many voices, so many viewpoints on our faith, but all in line with the truth and beauty of our Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, and my big thing is, I tell the kids all the time when I'm teaching, we are all called to something in this church. We are all called to do something. Not everybody's called to be a deacon, a priest, or religious, but we're called to do something. And we have to, whether it's in adoration or whatever it is, we have to get to that spot where we can get quiet and we can hear the Holy Spirit's voice getting us to do, calling us to do whatever it is we're supposed to do.
Yes, and that silence is critical in adoration or just in morning and evening prayer time, or and that individual call just to be just to be focused on what is God calling us to do. We're not trying to do what other people are doing. We are listening for that individual call, that beautiful mm-hmm. love of Jesus pouring into our hearts and calling us to mission. So again, reminder, every gift will be matched. And if you give $100, a donor will kick in another $100. So if you become a sustaining member, they will match your sustaining membership. So please give us a call, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And Deacon, it's just been so wonderful to be speaking with you today. And do you have a closing thought for us before we before I ask you to do the final prayer?
Yes, just, you know, with the matching gifts and things, let's put this thing over the top. I mentioned about hearing the calling, but people hear callings in strange places. My final call to the diaconate was just someone saying, "We need a deacon in this parish." and it was like, all right, I guess that's the official call. And so you can hear those messages on this on St. Gabriel Radio through this radio station. And so if we are going to do this and grow our church, we need this radio station, and the way to sustain it is through our donations.
Absolutely. So call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And Deacon Barry, I can't tell you how many times I've said to someone, oh, I heard this on Catholic Radio today. It seems like almost every mm-hmm. day there's a nugget that I share either with my husband or friends or in a spiritual group. So it really is just such a blessing. So our time together is closing. So I, again, encourage you to call. We still have a few minutes even after the break. You can call us anytime today, 614-459-4820. Deacon, will you leave us with a prayer?
Sure. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Please send the Holy Spirit to all people in the station's listening area, inspiring to help this station spread your message of faith, hope, and love. Help all people to listen to their call, and whatever that call is, to help our church, to help our church grow, and to help our world get to a place of peace and love. Because God's way is the way to solve problems, not through violence. And finally, we just ask you, Lord, to help with vocations to the priesthood and religious life, to the diaconate, to grow it, to have people listen to that call, and to help our church grow. And we ask all these things in your name. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son,
Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Tim Byrie. I love that message. More silence and answering the call. So thank you so much. And we will be taking a break. And then next up, we'll have Dr. Jamie Caridi with us. He's a St. Gabriel Catholic Radio board member. So stay tuned.
Catholic Radio is the most convenient way to reach anyone who is searching for the truth and peace that only comes from a life with Christ. I'm Cy Kellett, the host of Catholic Answers Live, and I want to thank you for listening and supporting your Catholic radio station. You know how your life is enriched through your local station, and they need your support to share the good news of Christ with others. Invite others to listen, pray for your station, and if you have been blessed, make a donation today.
Thanks, Cy. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820. Or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness? Living virtuously is the way to freedom, happiness, and holiness. To grow in virtue, we must learn about it, practice it, and persevere in it. This is what the saints have achieved with excellence. An excellent example of the virtue of patience is seen in Mother Teresa. She lived patience heroically by bearing difficulties calmly and enduring long suffering for Christ. Already a religious sister and teacher, she accepted another call from God to serve the poorest of the poor. She waited with great patience for the support needed to found the Missionaries of Charity. This congregation brings Christ's love to the sick and dying around the world. Let us ask Mother Teresa to pray for us, that we may grow in patience. Educate yourself in virtue. Learn more at educationinvirtue.com.
Hi, my name is Will, and I'm from Holy Name Parish in Columbus. And I'm trying to figure out how to articulate what St. Gabriel Radio has meant to me through the years. And I guess what I would say is it's always been there for me over the course of these years.